Blog Talk Radio.
Is your life directionless? Can't figure out what your purpose in life is? Do you ever wonder why your life isn't working for you? Or it's probably working, but it's not as fulfilling as it could be? We are creative beings that live to know why we are created. Creator knows the way we should go. Join me, your host, Laverne Bond, on this episode of Napstick Retreat Collaboration in Christ. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Nation, good morning. This is the day the Lord and I have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am your host, Laverne Bond, and this is Napstick Retreat Collaboration in Christ, where we learn to live the creative and collaborative life in Christ that we deserve. If anybody asks, this is not your mother's religion. We don't do anything like the church normally does it here at Napstick Studio. This episode today is a continuation of a series that I've entitled Trusting God, and this is part 6 in that series. If you've been listening for the previous days, we are meditating the scriptures 23. We are still on verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And we are honing in on the revelation associated for his name's sake. We've been meditating on for his name's sake. At least I have been meditating on for his name's sake. You may have been meditating on other portions of the psalm, but this is where I am right now. But recently when I meditated on this passage for its name's sake, now when you meditate, you may do something different or something similar, but it may not be the exact same word. Don't beat yourself up about not getting the same thing. The word will be a right now word for you. It won't be exactly the same because our needs are different. Our experiences are different. But let me tell you something. When I heard his path and his purpose, I kind of got a little mad because I have a problem with that because I'm kind of a rebel in the church. I don't look like a rebel. I don't have any tattoos. Not that having tattoos on your body means you're a rebel. I don't look like a rebel. I look like basically a goody-two-shoes. But one of the ways I'm kind of a rebel is the fact that I don't attend church. I really have a hard time with the incredible amount of groupthink that goes on. I have a hard time following the leader when it looks like everybody's acting like robots. I just have a problem with that. I always have. So I've always kind of pulled myself away from the church. And perhaps you're like that too. Perhaps you just can't stomach another day being around Christians. I understand. For me, I've been very protective of my thought life, and I don't completely give myself over to following the leader, especially when I don't know that leader very well. But strangely, Jesus is different for me. I've been walking with him for a while. I didn't get this trust right away. So when I hear his path and his purpose, I get a little hostile because I want God's path to be more about me and less about him. I'm very self-centered in that way. But folks, I'm here to tell you, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. In fact, it's all about him. When you're in this body, it's all about him. Now, strangely enough, even Jesus had to deal with this. Even Jesus, when he was on the earth, had to defer to the Father and humble his agenda to the Father. Paraphrase Jesus, he says, I do only what the Father shows me. And another example, in a prayer to the Father in John 17:4, he says, I have glorified you on the earth, talking about the Father. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. So even his work, his path, as mighty and as incredible and as magnificent as Jesus is, he deferred to the Father. His path and his purpose was anchored in the Father's purpose. And while we're in this body, our path and our purpose is anchored in Christ. So ultimately, the right path is contingent upon you and me walking along it, provided we account all the glory we receive in this life back to Jesus, our mediator and our leader. Like I said, I have a problem with this. It is you want the spiritual thing in life, but it comes with an incredible cost. Not in terms of money, but in terms of you've got to make room for somebody else in your life. For me, I'm not married. This sounds a lot like marriage. When you get married, I imagine, I've never been married, I don't have kids, but I imagine when you get married, you make room for the other person in your life. You have to, in some ways, join your purpose with their purpose. You submit your purpose to the greater purpose between the two of you. And even when you're not married, you still Jesus' purpose. I hate to put it out there like that, but that's what it is. I remind myself of that when I get in some of the toughest of situations and my life seems like it's not going anywhere. I don't know which way to go. I remind myself that although I'm not married in the earthly realm, I'm married in the spiritual realm. My spirit is married to Jesus. That he's in covenant with me. Not too long ago, I put a ring on my finger. And that ring was basically, it was a cheap ring, stainless steel, but it was real cheap. I bought it at overstock.com, marrying the Lord. And I told the Lord, when I put this ring on my finger, it doesn't matter who comes along, no matter how great the guy is, I'm never taking this ring off my finger. been kind of hard because in some ways you, as a woman, you picture yourself getting married. No matter how old you are, you picture yourself getting married. And having kids or whatever, or adopting kids or whatever. But I got to a place in my life where I had to make a decision. And this is strange because I remember a lady prophesying over my life and saying that God was going to keep me to himself. And at the time, I didn't know what she meant. And I went, strange. Why was it so funny? Because it was almost like every time I would get a boyfriend or whatever, it was like God would, he would break up the relationship in some way. It was like either I would do it, sabotage it, or it was like God would sabotage it. It was so weird. And it took me years and years and years to come to terms with the fact that really was keeping me to myself. Keeping me to himself. And you know the strange thing? When I put that ring on my finger, and I said, I wasn't looking back. I have never been happier. I have never been more fulfilled in my life since I put that ring on my finger. I know it doesn't make any sense. I have an incredible amount of peace because you know that you're not by yourself. Especially for women, because women in this day and this hour, they feel they need somebody. They feel they need a man or they need a woman. You know, some women are into gay relationships or whatever. And they feel they need somebody in their life. It's almost like to the widow and the fatherless. And at the time of the writing of those words, for a woman to be a widow or to be without her father was the worst thing in the world because it was a very patriarchal world. Men ruled everything. Women had no power, no voice, no agency, no nothing. They had no... If they got their way in a situation, it was because they used their feminine wiles or they had someone like a male in their life advocating for them. It was either their father, their brother, or their uncle, or something like that. But women had very little agency. Strangely enough, and maybe you've seen this too, but women don't seem to have the agency, spiritual agency, that they once had. And a lot of women have, I hate to say this, and forgive me if you are offended by this, but women have taken men on simply to say that they don't have a man in their life. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a man in your life. I'm not saying you should live your life like I do, because this is not for everybody. It took me a while to come to terms with this. But you don't have to compromise your spirituality in Christ. You don't have to compromise your life in Christ and lay up under some man to be covered by the Lord, to have favor over your life. It's more than a covering for you. He is a canopy. He's a tabernacle. He's shelter for you. You don't need to lay up under some man to feel protected. Marriage is a good thing. To be in a relationship with somebody is a good thing. But for the right reasons. For the right reasons. Don't presume that the only one. if you compromise yourself like that. Don't assume you're the only woman in his life. Because if he can get you, then he can get another woman who feels less than. He's going to have you and her and her, 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 and her, and her. You won't be the only one. But I don't know about you, but that doesn't give me the woman fuzzies. I don't feel special. The relationship that you have with that man or that woman is conditioned upon you constantly, lack of a better word, being the bottom hole bottom hole. I don't mean to be vulgar, and some of you may be offended by this, and that's okay. But I told you, this wasn't your mama's religion. It's not your grandmama's religion. Understand, you are bought with a price, and you did not come cheap. So you cannot live your life cheaply. Paid for with blood. Jesus is blood. And don't you ever think that you can go back on the deal after it gets inconvenient. This walk, this path, this purpose comes with price. His life for yours and your life for his. That's the deal. And if no one told you that, if your pastor or your Bible teacher never told you that, consider yourself told. It came with a price. It came with a price. If nobody told you, you know now. Your life for his and his life for yours. It was an exchange. And no man and no woman could ever take the place of Jesus. Married or single, or somewhere in between, you must have a covenant with Jesus. You must. I don't care what type of spiritual routine you have, you must have a covenant with Jesus. Period. That's it. That's all. You cannot afford to be unconnected to Jesus. I know, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I found it very difficult to acknowledge just Jesus. I didn't come from a Christian family. I told you that before. My dad was a Christian when he was younger. He was a Baptist. But then he backslid. And my mother was atheist. Or didn't believe, or at least that's what was said. She was an atheist. My brother was an atheist. Didn't believe in God. I believe God. I believe there was a God. But I didn't want to believe it does. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it does. I don't know what else to say with this. This is your host, Laverne Bond, and you're listening to Napstick Retreat Collaboration of Christ. The rewards are great in Christ, but the price to get in, and the price to stay in, and the price to ascend is high. Too long. Don't think you can wait till the last minute to make the decision, because Narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. There will be a lot of people on the path that will tell you, oh, it doesn't take all that. It's just saying you're all religions are saying the same thing. But I'm telling you, you must have a covenant with Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you must have a relationship with him. I'm saying you must have a covenant with him. Your soul must be united with Christ. Not a false Christ, but the true Christ, Jesus Christ. Your soul must be, you can believe all you want, but your soul must be united with his. And everything that you do in this body, in this earth, will be controlled and submitted and filtered through that covenant that you have with him. Before you were in covenant with him, you were one thing, and you did your own thing. You were your own quote-unquote person. But the moment you covenanted yourself with him, there were other things to consider. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. And far be it from you to go back on your word now after you given your life to him, given your soul to him. I would not want to be you if you decide to go back on your word after having covenant with them. And you don't break it for any reason. Again, you're listening to Napstick Retreat, Collaboration in Christ. And this is your host, Laverne Bond. We have less than 3 minutes left in the show. Means be a part of the body of Christ. It is not a small thing to believe in Christ. The demons believe in Christ and they tremble. Satan believes in Christ. You must be covenanted with Christ. You take on a new nature once you become covenanted with him. You are not the same person. Just like when you become married, you are not there's certain things you just can't do anymore. You're not the same person anymore. Your status changed. Living in one state to living in another. But again, if you're working with me and meditating on the scriptures like I am, we'll be working, hopefully, on Psalm 23. You can go ahead. We're still on Psalm 23:3. If you want to go ahead and meditate on future scriptures, you can. Or you can go back and read some of the others, meditate on the others. For me, I'm still meditating on for his name's sake. For his name, everything is related to his name, not yours. Everything is accounted to him. And again, it's hard for a lot of us to begin. But I want you to really think about it. Count the cost. Do you really, really, really want to stay covenanted with Christ? I hope the answer is yes. Because if not, you're wasting your time. I don't know what else to say, but today, God bless you. Amen.